the ear of the kli, the yodav or the handle of the kli is tahirim. Is that Rabbanah made gzera not to metame these things? Rashi toichav yugnav yaznav yodav tahirim. The chiv on the tum is zud Rabbanan. We're talking about this mashkin was only a tum of the Rabbanan. The mashkin like your hands that are tum touched water, so you metame this mashkin with the Rabbanan, and now this mashkin went and touched the back of the kli, so it's only tum with the Rabbanan here. Semela avdu bo hekera. The Rabbanan made a hekera, means made some different halachas here to lay do that people should know tum with the Rabbanan here, that this tum is only tum with the Rabbanan. If now truma touches this kli, if you're going to think the kli is tamim with the raisa, the halacha is you have to burn the truma. But now that this kli only has truma, the rabbanon, you're not allowed to burn the truma, the kodeshim. Meila vekilubo, the rabbanon made a kula only to say the outside is tamay and not the inside. Vechein leforish, that says in the Gemara Bechoris, oignoi means svosai the rim, hakfula letavchus, goes on the outside, horoi letashmish. Oznoi k'moi oizan achovius, the ear of the kli, of the chovius, of the barrel, shkon anshe balav, v'yod of kli, sheesh le yad k'goin mechovius, a handle of the kli. So, this is Beis Hillel's gzera. So Beis Hillel is gezer that you shouldn't wash your hands first. Because if you're going to wash your hands first, we're afraid after you wash your hands have still a little wetness on it. When it touches the outside of the kli, since the outside is tamei, it's going to metame your hands. It's metame the mashkin, metame the water on your hands, and then the water will metame your hands again. So when you go to eat, you're again eating with tamei the yadayin. The other term, furthermore, now this part of the Mishnah still. Nitma toichai, but let's say the tumor went inside the kli, then nitma kulai. Then even though it's only a tumor with Rabbanan, then Rabbanan said the whole kli is tummy. So it was enough for Rabbanan to make a hecker that only if the outside of the kli was makabel tumor, that just the outside remains tummy, and the inside still remains tor. So we'll soon say now get a clocker. For the more of a micro mislogy, what's now the machlokes again between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? That Beis Shammai says the Yetzer is first wash your hands, and then go to drink this kleis of yayin, and then you'll eat your bread. And Beis Hillel says no, but after first drink the kosher yayin, and then go to wash your hands. What's the machlokes tolian? Beis Shammai savri osa lishtamesh bekli shenitmo achurov b'mashkin. Beis Shammai says the whole year round, even b'chulin, you're not supposed to use such a kli. If the outside of the kli is tamei, you shouldn't use such a kli. Is a male of the mashkin, why? Gzeira mishum nitzoytis. We're afraid that you're going to fill it inside with water. Now we're afraid some of the water from the inside will spritz on the outside, and when the mashkin comes on the outside of the kli, the mashkin now becomes like a rishon l'tumah. So if your hand is going to touch the kli, your hand will always become tamei. Therefore, Beis Shammai says, metchila, you're not allowed to use such a kli that the outside of it is tamei. Semela v'leka l'migzor shema yitmu hamashkin shev yadayim b'kais. Therefore, Beis Shammai says you don't have Beis Hillel's gzeira. Beis Shammai says you're allowed to wash your hands first. Now, what is Beis Hillel afraid of? If you wash your hands first, you have some mashke on your hands. When you touch the kli, sometimes the outside of the kli is tamei, and then it'll be metame the mashke in your hands, and the mashke will metame your yadayim. But according to Beis Shammai, you're not supposed to use that kli altogether. So you're never afraid that the kelim you're using, the middle of the meal, the back of it is tamei. We're never afraid of that. So Mele, Beis Shammai says very good. The best answer is wash your hands metchila, make sure your hands are tamei, a tahor, and then go drink the yayin. We're not afraid the kli is tamei, and then eat your bread. You have no gzeris. That's because Beis Shammai says you're never supposed to use a kli that the ochor is tamei. Beis Hillel holds no. Mutin l'shtamas b'klishin et mo'a churu b'mashkin. Beis Hillel says no, you're allowed to. You're allowed to use a kli, even though the outside is tamei. So what? Amri nitzutzis l'shchichi. I'm on a show. The outside of it is tummy. Now, when you touch it with your hand, we had before, this keli is only a tummy the rabbon and the sheni. It's not metame your hands. So stamp to touch it with your hands. Out there, there's no gzeira. Touch it with your hands. The outside is tummy. The kli is not metame the other. The only reason why Beis Shammai said not to use it, because we're afraid sometimes from the water inside the kli will fall on the outside. Now, if your hand touches the kli, since this kli is tamei, it's metama the mashkin, and mashkin always becomes a rishon l'tumah. So the mashkin is a rishon. Now we're afraid if your hand touches it, your hand will become tamei also. That's only if we're afraid the water from the inside will spill on the outside. Beis Hillel says, no, I'm not afraid. Water from the inside doesn't spill on the outside. Therefore, it's true, the outside is tamei, but there's no mashkin there. So if your hand touches it, the kli is not matami your hands. So Beitzilu says, sari mutter lishtamash bekli. You're allowed to use such a kli. Shinitmu achur b'mashkin. Amrini tzaitzis lo shchichi. I don't have that because we're not afraid the water inside will spill on the outside. Mela hal Beitzilu, if you're going to wash your hands first here, now when you're washing your hands, even though you dry it up, it may still be some wetness on your hands. So with this wet hands now is going to come and touch this kli, the kli is going to tama the mashkin on your hands, and the mashkin will tama your yodayim. Therefore, Beisila says, the best thing is first drink the yayim. And after you finish with the kais, then you wash your hands. So tomorrow, if you eat lemeichosh, shem yitmu mashkin shem yodayim machmas hakais. Therefore, Beisila says, the best taitzer is first drink the wine, and then you wash your hands. Because if you're going to wash your hands first, we're afraid there'll still be some water left over on your hands. And he holds you allowed to use kelim that are tummy. So when this wetness on your hand touches the keli, the wetness will become a rishon l'tumah, and then it'll be metame yadayim. So that's basically the sheet is, first drink the wine, and then wash your hands. Dover achas l'tumah, another swarin, basically we hold halacha, that there's a cloud of takers of filo shadayim, so the apashat geret. Here we're talking about first you want to drink the wine, and then you can eat the bread later. So Beishameh says, first wash your hands, then drink the yayin, then make a moitzi. How do they still know? Then if take it. Right after you wash your hands, you're supposed to make a moitzi right away. So anyway, you can't hear first wash your hands, then make a baruch priya goffin and drink the wine, and then make a moitzi. Take it, fulfill shadayim sudi, means you have to make a moitzi right away. For the Gemara, my dove racher, what does Beisil have to have another swara for? Holy kamal hu Beisil le Beishameh. Leditchu, according to you, the Amrisu also lishtamish bekli shachur of tameim. According to you, Beishamai, that you say you're not allowed to use a kli that the back is tamei. The gazrin mishum nitzoytzais. You're afraid that the inside water will come on the outside of the kli. So then that water is a rishon l'tumah and it'll be matami yodayim. Therefore, Beishamai says don't use a kli that the back of it is tamei. So according to your svara, the yetzer is first to wash your hands. And then to drink the kais, afilu hachi, still beitzul alatayna back to you beishamai, adifa, still my halach is better than your halacha. To take it, with you sedayim suda, there's a cloud take it, right after you wash your hands, you should always make a moitzi. So therefore, even though beishamai has his swara, here by afilu sedayim, first drink the wine, then make the afilu sedayim, and then you make the moitzi. Trashiho adifa, the mazal is kais tchila, the yachachach and tchila shadayim. While taking for suda, lo yatsia chashashas the nitzaitzis, ay, you be shamay av gezeres, maybe there'll be water from the inside, but come on the outside of mafkos hilchasa. Vizum hilchasudihi, because this is a chlor aloch in hilchasuda, that right here is the tchila shadayim, you have to make a mitzi. You can't go ahead and drink your wine in between. So if about laloch, we held like this hill. If you want to drink wine before the suda, you make a bar for a goffin, drink the yayin, and first later you wash your hands. Says the Yatakasha, Vod lechosh leliyel, perik kates mevorchim, vadi idrach tkifas, before we have three tkifas, didn't say this halacha, mishun deshnuya be mishnah. This says in the mishnah, Vod lechosh le misnaya, since the referish a mishnah here. So, therefore it does not say in the Gemara before. Right. Beishama yomim mekaneach. Another machlekes in the mishnah was, when you have a napkin, or after you wash your yadayim rishonim, now you wipe your hands with a napkin. Now what do you do with this napkin? Where are you allowed to keep this napkin? This napkin you use throughout the rest of the meal, you want to wipe your hands. So Beishamai says, you're allowed to leave it on the table. And Beisila says, no, you would not have to leave it on your chair or on the ksos, on your pillow. But you can't put it on the shochet. So the machlokes is the napkin that you wipe your hands from, where can you put it? Is it better to put it on the table, or better to put it on the ksuf, on the pillow? So the Mora, turn around, Beishamai omrim mekaneach yada b'mapa, after you wash your hands, you dry your hands with a towel, a mapa, or a napkin, or manich wa la shulchan, if you want to, you're allowed to leave it on the shulchan, or if you're supposed to put it on the shulchan. Shimata omer ala ksuf, because if you're going to say, not on the shulchan, but on your chair or on the pillow, it's the gzeira shema yitmu mashkin shabamata mach masaksos. That he's afraid you just wipe your hands on this towel. So this towel has a little wetness to it. So he has to be afraid if you're going to put it on something tamei, the tamadik ksos, the chair or the pillow, is going to be tamadis mashkin. And now later in the middle of the meal, you use this napkin again to wipe your hands. So if the mashkin in the mape is tamei, it's going to be tamei your hands in the middle of the meal. So you have to be careful to put this mape, this napkin, on the place that's not tamei. So they shami hold stam ksos, your chairs or the pillows are tamei. So male, it's better eitzah to put the napkin on the table, which b'shami hold the shulchan should not be tamei, where to put it on your ksos, which is here tamei. So the shami yitma mashkin shem mape machmas ksos. The yachs will be a tam where see a dayim. And then in the middle of a meal, when you're going to wipe your hands on this napkin, since the napkin is tamay from the wet water that touched the ksos, we're afraid it'll be matami your dayim. Oh, well, the best you could do. There you can't help it. But here you can help it, though. Here's an eitzah, put it on the shulchan. If there's an eitzah, better do the eitzah. I will soon see. You could have to do the best you could do. Flashy, mashke sheva mapa. Shema yehe mashke tefeach oleho. Machmas nigru for yadayin. When you went to wipe your hands on a towel, we're afraid there'll still be wetness in this towel. V'yachsu v'yatamu es yadayim. And we're afraid now this wetness will be mekabel tumah, we'll soon see, from either the ksos or else from the shulchan. And later, when you wipe your hands on it, it's going to be tamei your hands. Kishei kaneach, bo'atamit, v'teich asudah. They use this for the napkin throughout the whole meal. So you're always busy wiping your hands on this napkin. So if the napkin is tamei, it's going to be tamei your hands. So therefore, the eitzah b'shamay says, let's put it on the shulchan. For the Gemara, v'netamei uksos l'mapa, why do we have to be afraid that there's wetness in the towel? Why don't we stam say the chair we matama the mape? And the Gemara, we have before, and kli matama kli. One kli can't be matama another kli. Kli is only makabel tumma from an ava tumma. From a rishna tumma doesn't make another tumma on a kli. So here stam the ksos can't be matama the towel. For the Gemara, v'nimtayu ksos legavra, for when the man sits on the chair, if the chair is tummy, why doesn't the man become tummy, touch the chair? Now the Gemara also, gufa, l'gavra gufa, and the Gemara ain't kli, matam adam, the same thing, and kli is not matam an adam. An adam and kelim are only makabu tumma from an ava tumma. A rishna tumma can't be matam a keli or an adam. A rishna tumma is only matam oichlin, sam a tumma adam. Therefore, Beishamai says the yetzer is to put this wet towel on the table or on the chair. He holds tam the chair is tummy, and he holds the table is not tummy, so the yetzer is put it on the table. Ubeisil loyim, Beisil says no. Alaksos. Beisil holds it's better to put this wet towel on the chair. Why? Shematzoi malashuchin. If you say like you beisham and put it on the shuchin, zera shem yitma mashkin shemamapa machmas hashuchin. As Beisil holds for careful, soon see Beisil holds you're allowed to use the shuchin as tummy. So he's afraid the shuchin is tummy. So if you're going to put this wet cloth on the table will be matama the mashkin inside the wet cloth, and later we're going to wipe your hands from the towel, it's going to matama your hands. The yachs will be matama the yachlin. Or even better still, it'll be matama the yachlin even. We're going to have this wet towel on the table, mistama to touch the food, and it'll go be matama the yachlin. Mashkin is matama the yachlin. Rashi mach meshulchan, refers to kamei. The savri b'tilul mutter l'shtamish b'shulchan sheni. B'tilul holds you're allowed to eat on a table, even a table has a tumish sheni on it. For the Gemara, v'latamei shulchan l'oichlin shebetoichli. Avazay stamazay one. According to b'tilul, all your food should become tamei. If you're allowed to use the shulchan as tamei, you put food on top of the table. Let the shulchan matama the oichlin. And the Gemara horchol b'shulchan sheni yaskinen. It's clear it's shver. Oichlin is mekabel tumah from a rishon. That's the kashya. The avimin was the shulchan is a rishon l'tumah. So anytime you put food on top of the table is matam of the oichlin. And the Gemara we're talking about the shulchan is a sheni l'tumah. V'yein sheni ois a shlishi b'chulin. Negei to stam eating chulin. Halacha is a sheni doesn't make a shlishi. For truma amo with machmir. But for stam chulin, you don't have to be machmir. You're allowed to eat a shlishi. Elai de mashkin. Now the only way you'll have the tumma is only ayi de mashkin. So that's why you have this gezeira. We're afraid that the napkin will become tummy from the shulchan. Elai de mashkin. For the marnab amaykim miflugi, what's the machloikis beisham and beisil? He's both are masking to the same yisoid. That this wet towel, we have to put it on some place that it won't become tummy. Because if the water becomes tummy, we're afraid when you use it in the middle of the meal, your hands will be... There, by them, a sheni makes a shlishi. So if you eat truma, you can't eat it on the shulchan sheni. So Beshama makes the gzeira, nobody should ever eat on the shulchan sheni. Because if you start to do it, people eat truma there also. You're afraid of the kahanim when they eat the truma. Kahanim has reason, they know the halachas. They'll make sure not to eat that truma on the shulchan that has a truma sheni. But a regular Yisrael, whenever he wants to eat, he's allowed to eat on the shulchan that has truma sheni to it. It makes the shlishi, for chulun there's no din shlishi. This is Beisilu Svara. That's Machlekes. Therefore, Beisilu says, since the shulchan is tummy, and since the ksos is tummy, it's better to put it on the ksos. It's allowed to the shulchan have to have a hezbron there. Why? But according to Beishami, it's good. Beishami holds the ksos is tummy, but the shulchan is Torah. Therefore, it's better to leave it on the table, because the table is Torah. But according to Beishami, we're just saying the shulchan could also be tummy. But according to the ksos, the table, the chair, could also be tummy. So why does Beisilu Badafya say put it on the chair, not on the table? That was something. So Baracha, another svar is Ein Nepilus Yedayim Lechunim in Atur. Midiraisa, you don't have to wash your hands. There's never been to wash your hands. Midiraisa. Said Gemara, my dear Baracha, what do we need this new svar for? Hochei Kamalu Beisham LeBeishama. Beisilu Beishama. Vechi Teimru Maishno Gabe Oichlin. This is the kasha that we're asking now back to Beis Shammai. According to Beis Hillel, why does Beis Hillel say to put it on the ksos on the chair more than the table? They're both tummy. So what are we afraid of? If you put it on the table, though, there's a new mila. On the table, you have food. So we're afraid that the napkin not only is going to be metama your hands, but it'll also be metama the eichlin. Mashenkin, if you keep the napkin on the chair, so we're never afraid the food will touch the napkin. The other thing is, the touch napkin is only a hand. So it's better to just let the hand be tamei than rather put the mapper on the shulchan where they'll come in contact with the food. So the marafilu hochi ho adifa. So why is it better to watch the food, make sure the food remains tore, rather than worrying about the hand? The ein natilu shadayim lechulim in atayra. There's never a locha midiraisa that you have to worry about washing your hands. Washing your hands midiraisa you don't have. So mele ho adifa, the natilu shadayim lechulim in atayra, is mele mutiv shitamu yadayim to less mulikim midiraisa. It's better to keep this napkin on your chair, because on your chair the only thing that's going to touch it is only your hands. And even if your hands do become tamei, it has no mokum midiraisa to wash your hands. But don't put this mapa, this wet towel, on the table, because on the table we're afraid it'll touch the eichlin. And if it's a time of the eichlin, that's a more common dikadin, the islayikim midiraisa. Midiraisa, the real halach is that eichlin is makabal tumah. And you have to, it shouldn't become makabal tumah. If it has makabal tumah, it's halach, you can eat at certain times. You can eat certain eichlin because of makabal tumah. So that has a makor midiraisa, so that's basically svara. You're better off leaving the napkin on the chair, which doesn't come in contact with the food, than leaving on the table, where it'll be the time of the food. So Rashi, afilu locha yadifa, locha shem ira mikra shiyishtamshu b'shulchan sheni, le'inichenu agab yashulchan, shiyotetamu es eichlin. That's Beisilu Svara, don't put it on top of the table, because maybe it's the time of the eichlin. Matmas maskin shibo. Mi lochosh, from just being afraid, because the time of machmas ksos, v'tachto titu esedayim. You put it on the chair, there you only have a chash, maybe you'll touch it with your hands. Mafsir Seichlin, that's right. Okay, so that's based Silas Svara. Man is there, we don't have this tumma so much. Right. Beishama Yomim Mechabd. Now Allah was back to Mayim Achreinim. Mayim Achreinim was a machlekes. Should you first clean off the table and then wash Mayim Achreinim? Or should you first wash Mayim Achreinim and then clean off the table? Tana Rabbanan. Beishama Yomim Mechabdin Es Abayis. First clean off the table. Either you ate on a shulchan and clean the table off, or else you ate on the floor. You used to lie like on a bed, clean off by the karka. V'yachakach letin yudayim, and then you wash Mayim Achreinim. So Beishama, why? Shemato ayim letin yudayim tchilos. If you're going to wash first Mayim Achreinim, nimsa atamatsa de soichlin. Hey, first you were afraid that either the water will fall upon the eichlim. We also will soon see that we're afraid who's going to take off the table. If you leave it for after benching, the shamish takes off the table, and the shami holds you're allowed to use namorot for shamish. He doesn't know the law because you're afraid he'll throw away the bread. Therefore, you're supposed to take care of the bread before you wash my machreinim, that you should take care of it. That it shouldn't come with a mafsid eichlim.
Some say not good with this. The Shammah says you don't have to first wash by Machronim. Halacha is first clean off the table, take care of all the bread, and then you wash by Machronim. Tomorrow my time is Shem Peruger. Parshat Pshatas are afraid of the pieces. Either the water will go on the pieces and mops it, or else we're afraid that afterwards you won't take care of the leftover pieces, you'll just leave it there. Trashi mafsid asaychlin, shemayim achroinim nitozn aleim demosim. First was poshid, that the water from the mayim achroinim itself will fall onto the oichlim and be nimas the oichlim. Right, so Beithilu Oimrim, Beithilu says, im sham ish tamud chochim hu, v'sham ish Beithilu holds no. First, wash mayim achroinim, that means then bench. And then you worry about taking off the table. Why? Because who takes off afterwards? The shamish. So they still hold him. Shamish tamachachem hu noitel pirurin sheish ben kizayis. He'll make sure to take care of the perum leftover pieces that have a kizayis. Or maniyah perum shein by kizayis. And he'll leave over the perum shein by kizayis. You don't have to worry about there'll be a hefset for the oichlin. The shamish later will take care of it. So the Gemara mispan on the Rabbi Yechonin. Here you have a right Rabbi Yechonin din. Yom Rabbi Yechonin pirurin. If you have pieces of bread, small pieces, it depends. Shein behem kezayis, if you don't have a kezayis in one piece, is mutli avdin biyad. You rather just leave it to be mabri. But mashenkin, if you have the kezayis, then it's also to be mabri. So Taisa says here, perum less by kezayis mutli avdin biyad, so Taisa is of a miyo koshel an yusa. But about it's a dead sim, they become a poor person from that. Hidamina perikola bosa. And there's no issur as be ma'abed the oichlin. The gate to oichlin, saying like bat hashkis, if it doesn't have a shirk kizayis, there's no issur bat hashkis on it. Mashenkin, there is a gemara that yisam mevaza the crumbs of bread. It's a chsarin of being a kola. They come to an oni. They are talking about alocha be mafsid the oichlin. If it has less than the kizayis, there's no issur to be mafsid. For the more b'maikim b'fugi, what's the machlokes by tulu meshamai, where the first mayim achreinim and then cleaning off? You're not allowed to have a waiter that's an amoritz. You can't use it for shamish. But beishamai savri mutal ishtamish shamish amoritz. Because that's the machlekes. Beishamai holds you're allowed to use an amoritz for shamish. So if you're going to first wash mayim achreinim, which means you're going to bench first, and then who's going to take off the bread? The shamish will take off. So he could be an amoritz. He doesn't know the lacha. He'll throw away even pieces of habakazayis. Therefore, Beishamai says, you have to first take care of the bread and first clean off the bread. And then you wash the machreinim and bench. Beithilu holds no. He holds you're not allowed to use the shamash that's not meretz. So, Meila, you could wash and bench first and then let the shamash take care of it. He's a Talmud Chacham. He knows Allah. He won't throw away the bread. No, not from this. No. From an Indian side. The bracha should be chal upon something. And the ganze perikei halacha ke beisilu. Usually we pass on the beisilu. Bar meho, except from this halacha here, the hilchos ke beishamai. We pass on the beishamai. The what? That you're allowed to use in the shamash amoris. You can have any shamash, you can have a shiksa, you can have a mexicana. So now they don't know the halachas. So you have to be afraid of they'll take it afterwards. They'll throw away the bread that has the kezayis. Therefore here, you're supposed to first take care of the bread, and then you wash the mayim achreinim. He holds no, even here also the lach is like Beisil. But Tzai says, the kula fing lach of Beisil ba mihocha. In time of Abu. So here also we hold like Beisil, like Beishamai. That what the mechila first you should take care of the bread, and then you worry about the mayim achreinim and the benching. The halacha is brought down that b'zman is there, about you should either wash mayim achreinim in the other room, or else you have a kais with it to wash mayim achreinim with that doesn't spill on the bread, so we're not such afraid of hefset oichlam today. So ma'aseh today, our minigir that first we wash mayim achreinim and we bench it, then we take off the table. And we're not marked with so much for daf to take off the bread from the table before we wash. As they go to Zanazer, then Til Shadayim doesn't share the bread so much. By the Bishama Yemim Neramozim. Shammai says, by Havdolah, here was the case where you had Chalashudis, and you only had one case left over, so you left it to make Havdolah and to bench on the same case. So Bishamai says, first you do Ner, then Mozen, then Psamim, then Havdolah. So So the Gemara, Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, Ikloi, Levei Rovi. He went into Rovi's house. Chazi LeRovi saw Rovi the Boruch had the son Bereisha. He saw him first make a Boruch Minei B'samim, and then he made a Boruch Miroish. Omalei, Michti, Beishamai Beisilu, Amor Loi Pligi. On Boruch Miroish, nobody's Mechulikon. Titania, Beishamai Yermim, Ner Umozun B'samim. Be Abdullah. Beishamai says, first you make a Boruch on the Ner, then you bench, in a case we use in this case for benching and for Abdullah, then B'sam, then Abdullah. Or Beitil Loimim, and our mission it says, Ner B'sam, even Beitil says, first you make a bracha on Ner, Borim Yer'esh, and then you make a bracha on B'sam. Mazin V'Abdullah. So how come Rav here made a bracha like we do, first on B'sam, then on Ner, and our mission according to both Beisham and Beitil, you're supposed to make a bracha on the Ner first, and the B'sam. And the Gemara only Rav Basrei Zudiv Rav Meir. You're right. Our Mishnah is going to leave with the Rav Meir. Abu Rav Yehuda Omer. Rav Yehuda, another Tana says Takeret, and was supposed to be passed on to Rav Yehuda. He says like this: Lenech Lekul Beishamim Beisilul Alamotzin Shubatchila. Both are asking when you have to bench and make Abdullah in the same case. That's first you bench. Take care of benching. Be Al Abdullah Shibesoy, and at the end you make Abdullah. Amanech leku, what's the machlokes alamor v'alabsumim? What's the state of these two brachas? You make a bar mi'esh first, and then the psumim, the psumim first, then the esh. Shebeshama yorim al hamor v'yachakach psumim. Or the siloimim, like we do, the psumim, first you make the bar mi'esh psumim, v'yachakach mor, and then you make the bar mi'esh. V'yam rab yechanan, nogu oilam nevel spiritzach, shebeshilol alibud rab yehuda. Like if Yehuda says, that's the way we do. That first we make the Borei Minei Samim, and then we make the Borei Miresh. Mele Rava did good, our Liber Hilchasa, according to Abiyuda. Right, the Beshama Yermim Shebora. Machlekes in the Mishnah, what's the Nusach Abrocha? Beshama said Shebora, or, and Beisil says, Borei Miresh. Omar Rava. So how many words the Machlekes is if you say Shebora or Borei? That's the Machlekes. So Omar Rava. The Bora Kuliyam Lepligi the Borei Mashma. If you would say Boro, like Beishamai says, that Zichemen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already created. And that's what we have to say here, Baish. Because we're making a Brichas HaShvach, that the Eibush already created the fire. Trashi, the Boro Mashma, Lishovar, like he did it already. The Yofaloyma, that's good to say. Shabriya Sa'or, why do we make a Baruch on Eish, Mitzvah Shabbos? For the creation of fire. Sheboro B'sheshes Shemei Breshes. Is Mesham Chenoisei, the fish of the Mitzvah Shabbos Nivra could have meaning of Psochem. Mom Psochem said that Adam Rishon, after Mitzvah Shabbos, he found two stones and rubbed it together and he created the Eish. The male is supposed to give a Shvach that the Eish to create his fire. So everybody has Boro is good. Keep give a Boro. The Machlaiki says, what does Lashon Boro mean? Beisham Isavri Boro the Osid the Nivra, that he's going to create. So therefore you can't say this, you can't give a Shvach Hashem who creates fire, he already created fire. So we'll sovereign know Boire is not me the Boramash, but it's also a lotion of Osa Koshbok created already. So the more that can't be the Machlokes. Most of Rav Yosef, the Psukim say, Yoitzer or Uvoire Choshech. Zemlach Uvoire means that he created already. Choshech Hashem made Choshech already. Yoitzer Horem Uvoire Ruach. He already created the Ruach. Boire Hashemayim, Venoitayim. A Koshbok already created the Shemayim. So you see, Boire could also Zicha mean he did already in the Yosef. So what's the machlokes then? Beisil and Beishamai. Elam Rav Yosef. The boro borei kuliyam olay pligi the boro mashma. That's not the machlokes. Everybody's masking both is good. Borei is also a lashon of Hakadosh Baruch Hu created already. Ki pligi. Where's the machlokes? The maor u moire. Beishamai says the lashon is borei maor, and Beisil says borei maore. A lashon rabbin. What's the machlokes? The Beishamai savri chode nuhura ika benura. There's like only one color in the fire. The fire looks red. There's only one color there. Pass one bracha. One. Obeisilu savri tuva nehuri yika benura. There's a lot of different colors in the fire. It's red, white. What else? Red, white, blue. Sometimes you have different colors there. Therefore, pass to make borei meorei yosh. Tani nami hochi. Armulhem beishamai armulhem beisilu beishamai. Harbe meoreis yosh bor. There's a lot of different type of colors in the fire. And that's what we owe the locha. We make a lot of different, we make the bracha borei meorei yosh. Rashi harbe meorish, shall have it aduma, it's red, levon, and white, the rakroka is type of a green, bluish green. But it's ein mevorchin. Mishnah said you don't make a bracha on the somim or an nair that came from a goyim. Nor vishleim a nair, if you have a nair that a goyim made, vishum delay shabbat. Because this fire did not rest on Shabbos.
From a Sulsi lady, you only make a bracha Borim Reish on a fire that rested throughout Shabbos. That either you first made the fire after Shabbos, or else the fire was still lit from before Shabbos. But not from a fire that was lit on Shabbos. Even though it's only a guy doing it, but since the Yisroel would have lit it on Shabbos and be an Aveira, they can't use that type of fire. So Rashi Mishum Shloi Shabbos, Nimleches Aveira, Shoevi Kechodim Oysa Molochol Oirei, if a guy lights fire, makes a fire on Shabbos, you can't use that fire for a bracha on Eish. B'tayim l'kamon, or shlo Shabbos ein mevorchen alav. Hayov v'nech avda boy aveira. What's the tremendous chiddush is Rashi? When a guy lights a fire on Shabbos, he didn't do an aveira. It's not called did an aveira. Rashi just means, since the Yisrael would have done this mitzvah, it would have been an aveira, it's also awesome. So this time, a guy's fire you can't light, because we're afraid he lit the fire on Shabbos. Ela b'sal my time aloi. What's wrong if you smell some burim that belongs to a guy? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Hocha b'mesibas oedekhov maskinim. We're talking about the goyim got together and made a suda, and stam their suda is the shame they avoid the zorah. But they should stam mesibas oedekhov and avoid the zorah. So it's get like it's a takrubis for avoid the zorah, and therefore it's also banu. Freddy Gemara, but me, Tony Seifer, but our Mishnah says another case in the Seifer. It's just two cases, not from a guy and not from an avoid zara. Is mechlal the reish allowed avoid zara afkinen? Since it says here the avoid zara not to do, mashma the reish is not talking about an avoid zara. On Rav Chanina Misur, you know, my time come and the Mishnah is explaining pshan the reish. My time a mevorchin lo yala ner. What's wrong? You can't use psalmim that belong to goyim. It's only in a certain case where the goyim are using that psalm now by their sudis that they make a big suda, and stam goyim's mesiba is the same avoy the zora. Therefore, it's awesome. Tana rabbonim, or sheshovas mevorchin olov. If all that rested, it means either you lit the fire before Shabbos is burning those Shabbos, or else you first light the match after Shabbos. That's why you can make a Bar Mirash. The Shaloi Shabbat of the Din Rest, I mean, it was created on Shabbos, and the Baruch Nolot. Or my Lash Shabbat, what does it mean the Din Rest? In the name of Shabbat, Machmas Malacha, it Din Rest through doing Malacha.